I see you've once again met me after hours. No, dear. I'm not complaining. If anything, I'm admiring the view. The understanding is there. The passion isn't something that I would share with anyone else. You're special. You know this. And after everything, I thought you'd trust me more. We all have our doubts sometimes, don't you think? But doubts don't stop you. And I won't stop saying what I've said. Think of only me. For all of that time anyone has spent with you, I refuse to take second place. Busy as my schedule may be, I refuse to let you look at any other man. Isn't it funny how my body eclipses yours? How my arms wrap around you and pin you to this wall like you're a helpless little animal. Some parts of me thinks you get off to that idea that my baby, my darling, is some sort of a pervert. Maybe it is. Maybe that's who you are, and maybe I have to accept that. Maybe it doesn't bother me at all, and maybe I'm just as bad, pent up from everything, always having lives handled on the back of my hands, my skills. It's life or death here in the hospital, but it's also lonely, and I, for one, don't want this to end on a sour note. You see, I am not the Ice King you think I am. Yes, there's a burning fire in there, in my heart, in who I am, in what I do. I don't do it without thinking everything through. But sometimes I want to turn that brain off. Sometimes I just want to give in to my instincts that beg me to hold you, to touch you, to make every bit of love to you that you never had. You deserved it, and you still do. From the day I met you, I knew this wouldn't be a normal relationship. I knew you were different. I knew I wanted you. I wanted you badly. That outfit's a little revealing, don't you think? For nothing more than a midnight gate through the hospital. What if someone saw too much of that body that belongs to me? You belong to me. Say it. Say it loud and clear now. So you do understand at least a little bit. You understand, and you will be mine. When I let things go, when I really think about it, I can't help but want more of you until it drives me mad, wild with desire, to the point where I can't get enough. I need that touch, your flavor on my lips. It's unprofessional, and I don't care. Holding you like this, running my hand right up that thigh. I would gladly be as unprofessional as I wish, at least with you. You're different. You're special. And I've realized this, that there's nothing I won't claim and touch, Not a single inch of your body. Not a single bit of your heart. I'm going to make you beat. For me, I'm going to make you live and breathe in my arms. I realize I have some darker sides to tackle. How much I want to control you. How much I want you to feel. How much I want you to know that this is where you belong without a second thought. I abhor sharing. I'm selfish. I always took what I want, and I'm not going to defend that I haven't made my own mistakes. Baby, I've made a million. But that doesn't stop me from feeling it a million times more. My hot breath tickling your ear. Do you like the rumble? When we're this close, I can feel your heartbeat against my chest. And that delicious chest right against me reminds me just the same. Look at how worked up you've made me. And you're not even sorry about it, you brat. Or maybe I'm the one being a brat. Spoiled as can be. Hands exploring your body like this. Laying claim to something that I have no right to. But you don't seem so bent out of shape about it either. And I, for one, want you to say it. Say my name. Say it like you love me. Do you love me? Do you truly? I love you more than I can explain. More than I could possibly bore you to know. Instead, you're coming to my office. Right this way. And then, with some privacy, we simply lock the door. And you come here. I know you've been eyeing this desk for a long time. You never approached me completely. You always had that hint of apprehension on your lips, in your eyes. You know, unlike most men, I'm not clueless. Those subtle hints of your attraction to me were not lost. They were very much taken. So allow me to return to sender and diagnose you. I'm afraid it may be terminal. This feeling is a lifelong, an illness of the heart, something that doesn't go away, but something I want to be your cure for. But no promise, I'm not the illness racking your body with desires. Because I'd be a liar if I said I wasn't. And I am no liar. Look me in the eyes. Even as you're half melted into me, half undressed, disheveled on my desk, I can't help but admire the view. Every inch of you is impeccable, both from purely a biological spectrum and my own personal preferences, as if you were born to be not only mine, but born to be my other half. This passion isn't something I take lightly, just like I don't take lightly how much you feel right now. Your breath is quickened, your heart rate too. That slight heat you feel warming up places far more intimate than I can see. But I can feel you right against me. Just in case you thought you got away with that. I could feel that twitch against my thigh. For as subtle as you think you are, you're not. But that just adds to the allure, doesn't it? Now, what is it? When you look at me, what do you feel? That, such a simple answer. I may cut you off, but I know that's the only reason I did. Because I knew what you were going to say before you said it. Then I'm afraid a little hint of punishment is in order. Oh, please. You think I'm any different? I desire you. I think about your body, and on those lonely nights in the hospital where I have to stay up for days at a time, what do you think I masturbate to? The thought of you, naked and below me, stuffed to the brim with my manhood, screaming my name so that the world could hear it in such an unbecoming, unprofessional display. And I know I'm the one who's supposed to have everything together, but what if I don't? What if there's more to me than just that perfect prince of this hospital, medical world? What if I want more? What if I'm greedy? Shamelessly so. To the point where I don't care anymore. To the point where I would give it all up just to have another moment with you. What does that make me? Irresponsible? Maddened? Crazy? Tell me what I am. You say it to me because I want to hear you say it, baby. And that makes us the most devious, doesn't it? Because you're just as bad as me, making out with me in my own office. Not even trying to hide every time you twitch on my thigh. I love this filthy, honest side to you. I love it so much that it just makes me more excited. The more I feel of you, the more I get of you, the higher the dosage begins, my heart races all the more. This desk was never made to use in such a way, and we're defiling its very purpose. But something about it is so unbelievably satisfying. Bending you over it feels more honest than I've been in 10 fucking years. Your inner thighs are delicious. Your eyes, they tell me all I need to know when you look back like that. And the slight chill, can you feel it? You see, this ice on my fingertip will feel all the more intense the more I put it against your cute little place. Your shock is palpable, and your reaction is undeniable. I love this side to you. The side that when I touch you, I can feel the quivering. An instantaneous response of sexual attraction at its pinnacle. You are mine. I don't care what that makes me. I don't care who I am. Only that I get to be that with you. Grabbing you there just feels right. And lapping you up with many rough and soft points of the tongue will grant you that much more of a reminder that this is where you belong. You belong here. With my tongue dancing across you here. What an exquisite meal served at my desk in this lonely place. It's not so lonely with the taste of your sex on my lips. I'm sure your nerve endings are feeling it in more ways than one. Am I good? Believe it or not, I was nervous of being bad, not making you feel enough. But that dispelled when I heard you barely able to hold back your voice. And in its place, there was something new. A desire to push you to the brink of madness. To absolutely make you lose your mind in every shape and way imaginable. To bring out the truth of why you belong with me. Such a cliched line, overused and abused. But your body speaks enough that I never had to say it anyways. But did that whisper into that sensitive little place make you gasp? Or was it the statement, the implication? Which excited you more? I must get to the bottom of this if I'm to do a proper diagnosis. You know this stethoscope? I have a cheat code just to be able to hear you, how much you breathe, how much your heart beats. Even if I can only reach to your lower back from here, I can still hear it loud and clear, feel it on my tongue. Yes. Do not hold back. Make it come out of you. I won't let you go. I won't let you escape. I'm feeling it twitching. Oh. both of you. It may come as a surprise to you, but this unbelievable view, the way that I can see every twitch, every desire, written all over your folded over visage, is just exquisite. Your half disheveled, half nude body, it leaves so much to the imagination. I want to take some of that inspiration, something that might make you fall even further for me. Yes, of course, my love. Whatever was I thinking, other than pinning you down and slowly taking you in such a becoming way? You affect me. Your eyes drawn to it. The result of your endless teasing in this situation. Your endless taunting of me. Stringing me along to feel that much more for you. Then will you feel me that much more when I plunge my cock into you and draw circles of ice around that place? I'm afraid even I have my limitations when it comes to patience. Slapping my cock against you, you can see intimately how deep I'm going to claim you. I won't make excuses, but you will feel me. I will make sure of it. Rubbing up and down near your cute little entrance. It only makes me that much harder. Can you feel me twitching against you? As things rub up and down. I'm afraid restraint was never an option. Can you feel the contrast between hot and cold? No chair in the way. Nothing but you doubled over my desk. You plunged with my cock. I'll make sure that you remember this long after we're done and crave it. Long after, too, you're mine. Being inside you like this. A love letter written to your body, courtesy of mine. Oh, it's incredible. Oh, you suck me in. Incredible how tight you are. And exquisite. The way that moan stopped in your throat and your hands went to cover your mouth. Allow me to help you then. Does my hand and the nape of your neck excite you? Or is it just you can't escape thoughts of how deep I am inside you? Here you are. When I reach down like that, the ice really does contrast the heat, doesn't it? Tell me how much you love this. With that song escaping your throat. I crave you. I need this. You're so tight. I can barely... No. No. It's not nearly enough. You think I would ever leave it that way? That I would ever let you experience only a half-hearted lovemaking? I have to train you properly to be mine. That's the only path forward. The only way that I can make you understand me. I can make you feel everything I wish for you too. That I can let these cravings for you be sated and instill cravings for me in you. I can't help it. How lewd you are, half dressed and fucked by me. This desk is perfect for you. A place you'll be able to remember every time you enter it. Every time you remember. Nice and deep, nice and slow. It's a mixture of hot and cold, making you burn up. I would settle for nothing less. I feel you coming. The thought made me... No. It wouldn't be fair to end with such love. You'll be mine. You hear me? Mine. Mine. Oh, mine. I will make you feel baby, I'm gonna come. Won't you come with me? You fall into this chair with me, still connected at the waist. It would be a crime to leave you wanting when you're still clenching so hard, twitching like a maniac. Yet my finger still draws on that place. My cock still makes you feel me. You will know every feeling. You will be mine. I cannot. I'm coming. Come with me once more, my love. It seems I've been deprived of oxygen a bit. Seeing stars from how good you made me feel. The aftermath and afterglow. Far too much to be anything less than perfect. Perhaps I have gone too far, but I won't apologize, as you belong to me now. I've made this decision a long time ago, that you're the only lover for me. Anyone else, anything else, simply an insult. You are what drives me. You are what makes me turn into the wild beast, the hide to my Jekyll. You make all of the composure I've been taught. It's been hammered down my throat of moral obligation, societal guidelines and everything, all of it falls to the wayside. And you're the only one I can truly be myself with. Something that I can never share, even slightly, with someone else. I regret nothing. Not even a little bit. And I will have no regrets. To live a life as full and vibrant, that is what I want for us, for you. I crave you, but I also love you in ways I'm not equipped to explain. But even then, I will make sure your life is exquisite, that our life together will be second to none. I love you. I love you so much.